This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A little more than 1.7 million Coloradans voted in last week's election. CPR's Andrew Kenny tells us who they were.
Just about 40% of registered voters weighed in this season. That's compared to nearly 80% turnout in the most recent presidential election. Low as it seems, that participation rate's pretty much standard during off-year elections like this one, when the statewide ballot only features tax questions and not any flashy political races. Those who do show up tend to be older and more conservative. Just more than half of this year's participating voters were past their 55th birthdays. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Deputies at the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office plan to hold a union election. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
More than 170 employees are eligible to vote in the election, which still doesn't have a date. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the county commissioners approved the election agreement last week. If successful, the deputies would join a Colorado chapter of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers. Executives, including the county sheriff, are barred from joining. The election is one of the first to get approval under a new state law that grants county government employees the right to form unions and bargain a contract. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Sports betting in Colorado shot up 70% from August to September, according to the state's Department of Revenue. The top three sports that people bet on last month were professional football, then baseball, and then collegiate football. Nearly $513 million were spent on sports betting last month. This is CPR News.